Former Starbucks leader Howard Schultz has been out testing the political waters for a possible independent bid for president.
And we need to disrupt this system because these people are only interested in self-interest and their own ideology, and we can do better if we come together, and it's time for change.
But Schultz has come under attack from Democrats who fear an independent candidacy would ensure President Trump's re-election.
Don't help elect Trump, you egotistical billionaire.
As Schultz mulls a bid, several Democrats are already off and running for president, including California Senator Kamala Harris.
We are here because the American dream and our American democracy are under attack and on the line like never before.
Democratic concern over a possible Schultz bid is real, says analyst Elaine Kmark.
The country took a real chance on a billionaire who'd never been in government. And it's not turning out so well. So I don't think we're going to do this again for some time.
Independent presidential candidates have been colorful fixtures on the campaign trail going back decades. From George Wallace in 1968 to John Anderson in 1980 to Ross Perot, who won 19% of the popular vote in 1992.
Do you want a government that comes at you from Washington, or do you want a government that comes from you?
More recently, consumer advocate Ralph Nader and Green Party nominee Jill Stein have also run independent bids.
All over the country, Republicans were hot.
Given today's sharply polarized politics, many voters are yearning for a moderate voice, says historian Doris Kearns Goodwin.
I think there's a question of whether or not we've lost our moorings. There's a question of one party not being able to see the other as human beings.
But looking ahead to next year, many Democrats are leery of voters being distracted by a third party candidate as they seek to defeat Trump, says analyst Larry Sabato.
It depends very heavily on Democrats picking a candidate who can generate a large turnout of Democrats. And also picking a candidate who can stymie the efforts of third parties like the Greens to siphon off two or three critical percentage points that will make all the difference in the Electoral College.
With or without Howard Schultz in the running, the 2020 campaign already has the feel of a crowded, energetic, and noisy spectacle, setting the stage for an epic presidential battle next year. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.